Sonic Erotica.
First lesson, words by Wyeth Bailey. You seem nervous, but your husband, he's terrified. Hardly a word is exchanged as we gather and cross the front foyer. In moments, my husband is left with all three children, two mine, one yours, one big double stroller, a scooter, a picnic lunch, all the gear he needs to be at the park around the corner for 3 hours. He will wait for my call. Paul stands uneasily in his pale grey Bermuda shorts and orange polo. I'm going to need you to shave, I say. He's taken aback. Your face, Paul. Go take a shower and shave your face. But I did that this morning, he whines. That was at least 3 hours ago, Paul. The agreement today is that you will do exactly what I say. Let's start again. Go take another shower and shave your face again. And Paul, wash everything. I mean everything. Go deep. You will thank me. He turns, a bit angry, but soon the shower is running. How are you today, beautiful? I ask, and your shoulders relax, and you move my way, your open arms a question. I pull you to me, so soft, and hold you. I kiss the top of your head. I can feel your breathing quickening against my breast. I bend to kiss you, then send you after Paul. I want you both in bathrobes, I call after you. I hear faint murmuring from the bathroom, but your voices don't get louder. He asked for this, asked for my help. He knows he will lose you if he can't get past his inhibitions. I hear the door between bedroom and bathroom open as I let myself into the bedroom. As requested, you have placed a large leather wing chair from the living room at the foot of the bed. I take my seat. You stand there like teenagers, both of you. Paul is blushing. Take the robe off, Paul, I say quietly. Well, that didn't take long, he says. Now. Okay. Kimberly, bring me the robe. Paul shrugs out of it and immediately he is half hard. His cock's not bad. It might finish out just under 7 inches. Nothing to write home about, but not terrible. You step to me, holding the robe up. I remove the belt from the robe and instruct you to tie his wrists behind his back with it. As you do, I address your naked, half-hard husband. Paul, I'm going to review the rules with you again. 1. You do not touch your cock unless I say you can touch your cock. 2. You do not touch Kimberly unless I say you can touch Kimberly, and then only in the specific ways I say. The same goes for me. By the way, don't get excited. That is unlikely to happen. 3. You may not have an orgasm without asking my explicit permission. You both have a safe word. You won't use it. I'm not here to hurt you. I am here to teach Paul how to give you pleasure. This husband of yours is a piece of work, so oppressed by his own religion that he thinks he's too good to put his mouth on your cunt or bear any responsibility whatsoever for your orgasm. He conveniently loses his religion when he's shoving his cock down your throat. Today will be a sort of catechism of the cunt, though I promised you I wouldn't disrespect his beliefs in the process. I instruct Paul to lean against the wall with his hands tied behind his back. I lift my feet up on the foot of the bed and lean back on my chair, my dress falling open. I instruct you to lay on the bed, robe open, knees up, exposing your cunt in Paul's direction, your head nice and close to mine. My hand strays down and parts my lips. I am wet, always ready. You gasp. Kimberly, you may touch yourself now, very lightly, only on the outside, only your clit, very, very lightly with your fingers. Paul, this is how she does it after you fall asleep. Paul's jaw drops at your obedience. I stop touching myself. You keep moving. Immediately your circles are tight and hard, racing to the first finish line. "Stop, Kimberly." A half sob escapes. Paul's cock is high, hard and twitching already. Hands and knees, robe off. You comply, raising your glistening cunt. You're already rocking, but what lesson will Paul learn, or you for that matter, if I let you have that first, fast orgasm right away? I sit on the bed behind you, and I open your legs and act as if I'm giving Paul a guided tour. "This is your wife's cunt, Paul." "I know that," he snarls. "Do not speak, Paul, or I will get the ball gag." I push two fingers roughly inside you. You groan in pleasure and hunger and push back against me for more. "That's two fingers in your wife's cunt, Paul. She can take more. Your cock is roughly equivalent to three of my fingers." "I imagine she can take much more. Let's try." I go to my bag and remove a large black dildo with a handle on the end. I take it over to Paul and hold it up beside his erection. This one is a couple of inches longer than you, but about the same thickness. His cheeks flush again, part shame, part lust, mostly confusion. A ripple of tenderness moves over the surface of my skin. I circle my fingers gently around his cock and hold very still. I kiss his lips softly and whisper, "Keep trusting me, Paul. I promise you will feel really, really good when we're all done." I take the rubber cock back over to the bed with me. "Please kiss me," you plead. I allow you to lift to your knees and clasp your hands around my neck. In this position, you are momentarily taller. I open my mouth to you and pull your tongue inside. I hear Paul make a low, guttural noise. I press you back on all fours and move behind you. "This is lube, Paul," I demonstrate. "I will leave this for you. People have different preferences. I prefer mine to be light, with no taste, odour or potential allergens. I am fond of this brand." "Why do we need that?" Paul asks sincerely. "She's always wet for me." "Indeed, Paul," I reply. "But this is bigger than you are, and it's going several places this afternoon. So a little help is, well, sometimes helpful." I press the dildo against your cunt, and he is right. As I know firsthand, you are very, very wet. You lean back onto it, groaning. I hold the handle with my hand and slowly grind into you. You are doing most of the work already, rocking back and against me. Paul is pulling against the terry cloth restraints. I can tell he is thinking this is nothing he can't do. I move my other hand over your clit, placing two fingers over you and pressing. My motion is hard and fast, and you begin bucking against the dildo even harder. Paul is puzzled. He knows enough from porn to understand the anatomy of what is going on. He just can't seem to integrate that knowledge with you, his wife. When you fuck your wife, Paul, one of the simplest things you can do is touch her clit with your fingers. Most boys learn this in high school. From now on, you may not penetrate her without doing so. I turn my focus back to you. I begin to fuck you in earnest, and you're muttering unintelligibly, sounds of begging and confusion. I kiss, I bite, I fuck. I hold back just enough that you work your own leg muscles hard, meeting me thrust for thrust. I grant permission. Your first orgasm is loud and hard. You howl like an animal. I slow, but I don't stop. Your husband lets out a groan, pre-cum glistening at the tip of his raging cock. "You may not," I say to him. Allow you a second, softer orgasm, and then remove the dildo from your body. You collapse and curl yourself around me without asking. You are sobbing lightly. I can sense your shame. I stroke your hair and comfort you. "Paul, your wife needs to hear from you that you enjoyed that. I know your cock is speaking for itself, but Kimberly would like to hear what's going on in your brain." "I want He hesitates. I want to be able to make you feel that good, he says. I want you to get on your knees now, Paul, over here by the edge of the bed. He obeys. I slide over to the edge of the bed beside him. Open your mouth. He looks alarmed, but he complies. I hold the dildo up and bring it to his lips, my other hand behind his head. I push, and he is able to take about half of the rubber cock in his mouth. That is what your wife tastes like, I add, and that is what it feels like when she sucks your cock. Suck, Paul. Lick it clean. Paul complies. I grasp the back of his head and shove the dildo into his throat until he gags. That is what it feels like to her when it starts to feel really good to you, Paul. Except she wants it, wants you, so much she welcomes it. I thrust it hard a few more times to punctuate my message. When you fuck her face, that is how it feels. Remember that. Remember she loves it. I take the cock out of his mouth and guide him back to his feet, then face down on the bed. I remove a smaller dildo from my bag, but I don't tell him I have downsized. He groans in fear when I push it, slowly, deep into his ass, with a single deliberate movement. I call you over and replace my hand with yours. I stand as you tentatively fuck your husband, his hands still tied behind him, and he writhes on the bed. I place my hand over yours and guide you to fuck him harder, twisting and pivoting. I know if you keep at it, he will come, his cock spilling all over the duvet. I help you, and together we bring him right to the edge and then stop. All the while, I whisper to him, "Don't come, Paul. I forbid it. Do not." I untie his hands. His cock is so hard, I know that he is in pain. I position him on his back and then take you by the hands again. We stand beside him. Your arms move around my waist, mine at your neck, and we begin kissing again. I can feel all of you against the silk of my dress. Your body is heated. Your nipples are hard. Your breath is ragged, and you are wet. So, so wet. I guide you to the bed, to your knees, and position you so you are straddling his face. Paul makes a sound I can't decipher. Paul, it isn't astrophysics. Just kiss her. Open and close your mouth. Kiss and lick. This time, don't move around too much. Let her do the work. She is on top. She is in charge. Understand that. Kimberly is in charge of her own orgasms. Her orgasms are a gift to you. Earn them. I reach up to you and roll your nipple between my thumb and forefinger. You lower your open cunt over your husband's eager face. His hands wander down to his erection. No, Paul, I say firmly but gently. Think for a moment. Where should your hands be? Earn her orgasm, Paul. He knits them together in worry, and then they wander back to you, grasping at your ass, following your circular movements as you grind over his face. His touch is at first tentative, then loving, then proprietary. Good boy, I say. I have been where Paul is now enough times to recognize your rhythm. Your chest heaves, your pace quickens. As you get closer, I move closer to you both on the bed. I slip the smaller dildo back into Paul's ass, give a few gentle thrusts, and then hold it still. With my other hand, I reach for Paul's cock and gently stroke. I know he can't last. Please, you ask? You may, I reply. Both of you. Your head tilts, and I lower my mouth over his cock. He comes instantly. Shallow in my mouth, as you come over his face. He pushes the dildo out. His body starts to power down, but I know you have more. Kiss her, Paul, gently, but don't stop. His cock limp, he holds your ass in his hands and kisses your cunt gently.
I hear him struggling to speak, all of it unintelligible. I kiss your mouth. I lead you gently down so your face rests over his spent cock. I watch as you kiss him. He feels it. He kisses back, still lost and muttering between your legs. Your ass is in the air now, his face still kissing between your legs. I move behind you. My hands are on your shoulders. I gently stroke your sides down to the curve of the small of your back. The trail of my fingertips I follow with soft kisses. You shiver and quicken your pace against Paul's mouth. "What is that you said, Paul?" I ask, a smile in my voice. "Louder, please." "Fuck my face," he says to you. "I love you, Kim. Fuck my face." I nod to you. You collapse onto him, coming in huge, angry waves. Once, twice, and a third time, as you pound yourself violently against him. My hands move over your ass, followed by my tongue, which finds its way first to your husband. Our tongues intertwine for mere seconds. Then, as he sucks your clit and I push my tongue deep into your ass, you come again for both of us. Long, painful, silent, exquisite. We embrace, stretch out, kiss gently, recombine. Paul and I hold you between us. You're back to me. I reach over you and gently stroke his face.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.